It's Kelly, 7:53, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. They got the gear you need for Christmas gifts, hint, hint, and also the gear that our buddy Captain Bobby of the A-Team uses to catch those fish out there. And it is time to check in with the man of the hour, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
It's always Christmas when you're a fishing guide, bro. You know that. That's
for sure. I've watched you from a distance, and I get it. I get it for sure. Let's talk about that. What's under the tree? Because last week when we were talking, you were talking about some of that great redfish bite in South Mobile County, the south end of the bay down there. So I took the Sullivan kids, and we got after it. Had a great trip, and we're
and
doing
it. And, boy, you guys toughed out. You got a tough crew there, Sean. I'm telling you, you guys toughed out some nasty weather.
It was cold, yeah, Thanksgiving morning. And I bundled up those Sullivan kids, and we went and caught redfish and speckled trout. But we were dealing with a big flush of fresh water at that point. That's the reason we went south. What's the situation looking like now?
Man, it's steadily getting better. You know, if you keep, you know, the barometer as far as like the flood or the fresh water coming down through the delta for me and for a lot of people is what the pool at Berry Steam Plant. So if you look at it, it's getting where it's, you know, varying around between 4 and 5 feet. That's getting fishable in the delta. And I took a chance Saturday morning and went up there, ran up the delta a little bit and found some decent water, didn't find any fish, but I did manage to catch some fish at the very lower end of the delta, you know, the very southern end of the delta, which is odd for this time of year. You know, if the fish were reading the calendar, they know that they should be 6, 8, 10 miles up into the delta.
Right.
They obviously didn't get the same calendar I did. So anyway, I think what's happening as far as the northern end of the bay is you're getting a lot of fish trying to push up into that delta. I think, you know, if we don't get any big deluges north of us, you know, I think we're going to hopefully salvage the rest of the winter up there. You know, in the meantime, since then, been back down the central and lower parts of the bay, and I'm glad to say we covered kind of all of it in the last couple of days. And proud to say that redfish bite's just still been fantastic, man. That really, really excites me. The other good thing is, and even some of the tidal rivers, you know, down the western side and the southern end of the bay, the trout fishing's good too. You know, you can still put some trout in the boat. We've just hit on some fish this morning, a perfect morning down here, and hit on some pretty nice trout using the slick lures, which tells me that these fish may be kind of easing into a little bit more of a late fall winter transition in some of the other tidal rivers that aren't as affected by the upstate rain.
Now you say slick lure too. Take a quick chance here to tell people what that is.
Well, if you know what a mirror lure is, take a look at a mirror lure and picture it being a soft mirror lure that you can rig a variety of different ways. In other words, the manufacturer doesn't, you know, have a specific way to rig it. You can vary the weight on the lure, but and the gist of it is it's like a soft mirror lure, and it's a wonderful bait this time. Well, really any time of the year, but boy, it really seems to work well during the winter when the shrimp get out of some of these rivers and the fish get on the fin fish, the trout get on the fin fish. It works really well. They got them at McCoy's, by the way. Joey or Chip or anybody over there can help you out with them. They know what colors we're using and stuff, so they can help you with the right color over there. But it's a wonderful bait, and I'd recommend at least bringing a couple of them if you're going to be fishing in some of the rivers in the next week or two.
Absolutely. Captain Bobby, tell folks if they want to get a trip booked with you to fish right now or maybe a gift certificate to put under that Christmas tree, how they get in touch.
A-teamfishing.com will get you in touch with us, and you can call us or email us. And like you said, I sent out a couple of gift certificates before I left this morning, and you know, so it's a great way to you know, to get it in somebody's hands, and then we just let them book the trip and actually kind of pay us after we get the trip in. This, we call it the A-Team layaway plan.
I love it. Captain Bobby, thank you. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a good weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them today. We're coming right back.